This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn 503.5 up 7.25. July corn 509.5 up 7.5. September corn 507.25 up 8.25. May soybeans 1468.5 down 11.25. July soybeans 1464.75 down 6. August soybeans 14.5 up 13.25. May wheat 676.5 up 3.5. July wheat 682.75 up 3.25. September wheat 691.75 up 2.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. A slowdown of Chinese demand for soybeans and rumors of South American imports depressed soybean prices. Corn got a boost from a slow planting pace for the next week with wet and cooler temperatures in the forecast, and wheat is still in need of rain in the plains, which kept wheat prices on the positive side. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 9 to 13 cents higher at 473 to 501. Soybean bids were 12 to 14 cents lower at 1428 to 1464. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 10 cents higher at 470 to 502. And soybean bids were 11 cents lower at 1460 to 1474. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 8 to 9 cents higher at 488 to 518. Soybean bids were 9 to 10 cents lower at 1454 to 1485. Wheat bids were mostly 4 to 6 cents higher at 655 to 689. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 6 to 18 cents lower at 1473 to 1509. The basis mixed at 4 to 40 over the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 493.10 to 518.10 per ton, and that's $1.70 lower, with the basis steady at 15 to 40 over the May. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 7 cents higher at 502 to 516, with the basis steady 2 under to 12 over the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 8 to 10 cents higher at 507 to 513, with the basis 1 to 3 higher at 3 to 9 over the May. Soybeans ended 11 cents higher at 1464 to 1476, with the basis steady at 5 under to 7 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 3 to 6 cents higher at 656 to 658, with the basis steady to 3 higher at 25 to 27 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading and terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 9 to 10 cents higher at 533 to 536. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 14 to 16 cents with quotations of 1492 to 1495. Soft wheat closed 4 cents higher at 709 to 717, and Milo ended the day 7 to 8 cents higher at 523 to 524. On to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery in northern and western Illinois. Corn ranged from 463 to 480. Soybeans were 1170 to 1210. In the central part of the state, corn was 465 to 483, and soybeans were 1194 to 1213. In the southern part of the state, corn was 457 to 485, soybeans 1194 to 1224, and soft wheat was 643 to 669. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 143.92, up 22 cents. June live cattle, 135.10, up 12 cents. August live cattle, 134.20, up 52 cents. May feeder cattle, 178.62, up 27 cents. August feeder cattle, 182.45, up 17 cents. September feeder cattle, 182.70, up 42 cents. May lean hogs, 123.97, up $2.95. June lean hogs, 126.25, up $3. July lean hogs, 124, up $3. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 23rd's afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 79 to 89, 4 to 5 weights, 83 to 92, 5 to 6 weights, 87 to 94, and 600 pounds and up, 91 to 96. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 79 to 85. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,520 head. And now for the report from the United Producers Auction for April 22nd. They had receipts of 409 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148 to 153.50, select and choice 141 to 145.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 137.50 to 143. Select and choice Holstein steers were 133.50 to 135. Choice slaughter heifers, 147 to 152.50. And select and choice heifers, 144.25 to 144.50. Now on to the report from the Fairview Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 254 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 148.25 to 155. Select and choice were 146.25 to 149. Select slaughter steers were 130 to 147. Choice slaughter heifers 146.50 to 155. Select and choice heifers 144.50. And select heifers were 140.25 to 143.25. Now onto the slaughter cows. Premiums, high dressing were bringing 112.75 to 123. Breakers were $100 to 124. Boners were 90.50 to 96. And leans were 97 to 81.50. Slaughter bulls, under 1,700 pounds, high dressing were 112.75 to 116 and a quarter, and bulls 1,700 pounds and up were 115.25 to 120.25. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 460 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 117.41, that was 32 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $232.64, that was $143 higher, with select carcasses at $220.67, that was $1.05 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000. That compared to 115,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 418,000. That compared to 412,000 last week and 418,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.11. May corn delivered to Greenfield, $5.08. April corn delivered to Scottville, $5.02. May corn delivered to Scottville, $4.99. April and May beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.63. April and May beans delivered to Scottville, $14.52. April wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.81. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $5.11, corn at Scottville is $5.02, beans at Greenfield are $14.63, beans at Scottville are $14.52, and wheat at Scottville is $6.81. Farmers all around our listening area would certainly like to see some dry weather so that they can get out into the fields and get the crops planted. However, there are some areas that need every bit of this rain. I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, for more.
Well, we're certainly looking at a very short profile of moisture in the western Midwest, which is a concern for farmers in that area. However, we have seen rains in that area pick up, and if you look particularly at the next 5 days, that's where the rains are going to focus on western and southern areas of the Midwest, where we've been seeing a lot of dryness. And I think really as you go through the next 2 weeks, that's probably where we're going to see the greatest planting delays in those areas because of rains, and they could certainly use the moisture. And as long as we dry out enough to get the field work done beyond that, I think the moisture will be welcomed and we'll still be able to get the crop in time.
There are some people who have gotten into the fields already, who have planted already, and some who planted before another cold snap hit. Are we anticipating any damage to crops that were already in the field, seeing any replants as far as you know?
That could be a real concern, particularly as we go into the middle of next week, where the models are in fairly good agreement now of a major cold outbreak in the Midwest and in the plains. At this point, forecasters do not expect it to be cold enough to create problems, additional problems, I should say, for the winter wheat crop, but it could be a problem for corn that is up out of the ground, particularly if that corn is big enough for the growing point to be above the surface. It could be a problem and another reason perhaps for being patient with planting.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. While the deadline to sign up for multi-peril crop insurance coverage has passed, now is the time to sign up for some more specific and different types of crop insurance, like hail coverage. Leslie Bent, crop insurance specialist with First Farm Credit Services, has more.
Hail insurance is just another endorsement, basically another policy on top of your federal crop insurance. With your federal crop, your claim is paid out at the end of the year, but if you had hail, you know, tomorrow on your crop, the hail policy just picks up that portion of the hail.
As farmers prepare to make that insurance purchase, Bent says the policy pays by the acre.
Basically, you decide, you know, if you want $500, $600 worth of hail coverage on your crop, you can purchase whatever amount you want, really. And you can insure different fields. You don't have to insure all your stuff. If you have more susceptible ground, you know, flat areas where wind is a problem, you can just insure that field just with, you know, hail and wind on it alone. You don't have to insure all your stuff. That's the beauty of it.
Ben says this year the pricing for crop insurance is varied.
What they are doing is on your federal crop insurance, you have the spring and fall price options there. And those are the two pricing options you have with your multi-peril. Several companies have come out with like a third pricing discovery period that you can purchase. And currently one of our insurance companies has one that you can currently right now, starting right now, start tracking your price for your 2015 crop insurance. So you don't have to wait until you get the February averages for your spring price next year. You could start actually picking a different month and tracking that month, and that would be your guarantee for the next year.
Sign up for hail insurance runs through June. In a split second, a good day of farming can go bad when you find yourself sinking into grain and becoming trapped.
The equipment we have was developed by firemen for firemen, and it was developed so that they could adapt to the different kinds of scenarios that could happen on a family farm or a commercial facility. Because of that, we want to make sure that every fireman knows how to use it and can adapt it to them situations. It's kind of like you'd give a fireman a fire extinguisher and not tell him how to use it.
Fire departments across the nation, including the Nokomis Area Fire District, are training with grain bin rescue tubes that, according to instructor Dale Ekdahl of Outside Data, have saved lives.
it comes from the experiences that we have as a company going out, and we've also had the ability and the good fortune of having four people rescued using our equipment. From those experiences, we want to forward that on and make sure that if there is an accident, God forbid, that at least they'll know how to use it properly.
Keeping in mind that not every grain bin is built the same.
It's a 10-panel system, and the reason we decided to go with a 10-panel system is, one, each panel themselves would be smaller. Some of the older bins that you'll find on family farms only have like a 20-inch opening, and because of that small diameter opening, you're going to have something that will fit through there so the rescue can continue. So at 18 inches, this panel will fit through, and it's made out of aluminum, so it's light and very easy to use.
Ekdahl holds training for firefighters and EMTs across the nation, and he always stresses,
be safe as a firefighter. Don't get yourself, endanger yourself. Go in that bin with a plan. Practice, practice, and practice.
He also stressed that farmers need to always tell someone where they are at, so if something does go wrong in the bin, the rescue time can be shortened and hopefully a life can be saved. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.